The coming battle for the ISIS capital Raqqa in Syria is beginning to take shape. 400 additional American troops, Marines, and some Army Rangers will join 500 U.S. Special Operations troops already on the ground, with an array of Turkish and rebel forces. Russian and Syrian Army troops are also there. The top American general for Middle East Operations, General Joseph Votel, was on Capitol Hill today in the Senate Armed Services Committee. Chairman John McCain pushed him on a particular flashpoint, U.S. support for Syrian Kurdish forces, whom Turkey considers terrorists.
I think there's a possibility of an impending conflict between Turkey and the Kurds, as opposed to us all working together to try to defeat ISIS and remove them from Raqqa. Do you see that as a scenario that we should be concerned about?
I do, Mr. Chairman, and to that end, we are trying to take actions to prevent that from occurring.
For more, I spoke with Michael Gordon, the chief military correspondent for the New York Times, who said U.S. troops will play a key role in the upcoming battle.
If you look at what we're doing in Iraq right now, and I've been there, the United States is providing artillery support along with the French. It's providing firing surface-to-surface rockets into western Mosul. It's providing air support, and it's providing advisors. And this is what's enabled the Iraqi forces to move forward in what is a very difficult fight. Well, something very similar is needed in Syria if we want these Syrian fighters to go into a town that's defended by 3,000 to 4,000 ISIS militants.
Now, you were just there a couple of weeks ago, and there's lots of different factions here who at certain times are working towards a shared goal and other times are working towards their own ends. It's a complicated situation. Lay out the map for us a little bit.
The map is a bit chaotic. In northern Syria, the Turkish military has intervened, and along with Turkish-supported opposition forces, Syrian opposition forces, they've taken the town of Al-Bab. And at times, the Turks have threatened to move on Manbij. You also have hundreds of American troops there serving primarily as advisors. And they've helped train and equip the security forces in the town of Manbij. And more recently, the Syrian government and the Russians have moved into that area. So it's a bit of a tinderbox right now.
Given all that, who goes in to take Raqqa?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question, really. What the Trump administration has done so far pretty much goes by the Obama administration's playbook. I mean, their idea was the locals provide the fighters, we provide the firepower, and that's how we grab back territory from ISIS. But the big question is who are going to be the fighters who seize the town? And the most capable forces that the American military has found in the region is this YPG Kurdish militia. They're the ones that have the most experience fighting. They're the ones that played the key role in taking back Manbij. They're the force that the American military is counting on to be a component, not the majority of the force that takes Raqqa, but a key component of the assault force. The problem is Turkey considers them to be terrorists, and they've sort of drawn a red line at arming the YPG, but unless we arm the YPG, they're in no position to help out in the Raqqa assault. And that's pretty much where things stand at this point.
All right, so best case scenario, this operation goes as planned and we recapture this particular town or city, then what?
Well, I mean, there are a couple things. First, best case from the American military's standpoint is they work with the YPG, they give them anti-tank weapons, vehicles, machine guns, heavy machine guns. The Raqqa fight goes forward. That's going to be a long, difficult fight, just like Mosul is. Then once the capital is of the Islamic State's retaken, a couple things happen. First, there has to be a day after plan for who governs the city, who provides essential services, who's really going to be in control there. It can't be the YPG. Mm-hmm. Second, the war with ISIS isn't over. I mean, they've already begun to move some of their senior leadership to Deir ez-Zor. They're in Al-Qaim in Iraq. They still have a shrunken caliphate in parts of Syria and Iraq, and so that fight has to go on. And lastly, steps have to be taken to avoid a confrontation between the Kurds and the Turks, who are our NATO ally. You know, when I was in Syria with General Votel, I talked to the head of the Manbij Military Council, and I asked him, who is your greatest enemy, ISIS or the Turks? He said the Turkey is the main enemy.
All right, Michael Gordon of the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Right, thank you.